Blackstone Audio presents Fern Verdant and the Silver Rose by Diana Leschczynski. For Pam Turk. Fern Verdant.
Why couldn't you have just given me a normal name?
Fern Verdant had asked her mother ever since she was very small.
You have no idea what it's like being a modern child.
Normal? What exactly do you think normal is? Fern's mother, Lily, would ask, and then she would answer her own question.
Normal is a myth perpetrated by people afraid of the unique.
Fern's father, Olivier Verdant, would nod in agreement.
That's a very nice philosophy, said Fern, but you try living my life.
Olivier Verdant was a French botanist who specialized in ferns. He adored ferns. He was a frequent contributor to the American Fern Journal and spent his days conducting fern research in a massive greenhouse in the Verdant's backyard. It was his idea to name Fern, Fern. Every night as the Verdants ate dinner in their greenhouse, the ferns swayed and drooped around them, reminding Fern of her awful burden. Fern's mother was also a botanist, as if one in the family wasn't enough. At first, Fern was happy that ferns weren't her mother's specialty, but as she grew older, she wished they were. Lily Verdant traipsed around the globe saving endangered plants. If there was a last languishing lotus flower in Udaipur or a fatally failing tea tree in Australia, Lily was there to save it. Once.